Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sementara Australia mulai pulih menghadapi wabah coronavirus, medan pertempuran baru yang muncul adalah masalah perekonomian nasional. Sebagian besar pemulihan ekonomi bergantung pada kapan berbagai negara bagian dan teritori melonggarkan berbagai pembatasan dan penutupan perbatasan mereka selama pandemi COVID-19 berlangsung. Dalam beberapa hari terakhir, negara bagian Queensland mendapat tekanan untuk membuka perbatasan negara bagiannya, tidak hanya dari negara tetangga New South Wales, tetapi juga dari pemerintah federal. Hal itu terjadi setelah pengakuan bahwa kemungkinan perbatasan Queensland akan ditutup hingga akhir bulan September. Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton mengatakan kepada Nine Network bahwa Premier Queensland Anastasia Palaszczuk sedang menyebabkan masalah.
I just don't understand where she's coming from. There was a document produced, a document that said July 10 was the opening date. So tourism operators in Cairns, for example, are planning to open from July 10, and then out of nowhere comes this September date, and I think it caught the Chief Medical Officer in Queensland by surprise as well. And I just think she has painted herself into a corner and with no logic to the position.
Sementara warga Australia menunggu pelonggaran kegiatan dan pembukaan tempat publik. Pertanyaan yang diajukan adalah bagaimana perbedaan ekonomi di akhir pandemi COVID-19? Tidak hanya secara keseluruhan, tetapi di berbagai negara bagian dan teritori. ANZ Bank secara teratur menerbitkan analisis yang membandingkan kinerja ekonomi negara bagian dan teritori di Australia. Salah satu penulis penelitian tersebut yang bernama Cheryl Murphy mengulas periode di mana pandemi COVID-19 mempengaruhi perekonomian Australia. Dan tidak mengherankan, ia mengatakan saluran perdagangan ekonomi Australia adalah yang pertama menanggung beban dari dampak pandemi itu. Miss Murphy mengatakan, pasca dari krisis ini, ada keuntungan ekonomi bagi negara bagian yang melonggarkan pembatasan kegiatan mereka. Salah satu contohnya adalah negara bagian Australia Barat, di mana terdapat banyak pekerja dari luar negara bagian tersebut yang bekerja di bidang pertambangan.
We see that sector start to offer more jobs and then fly in, fly out workers able to move around from in and out of Western Australia more. More easily, then absolutely, I do think we will see some movement there.
Ia mengatakan sisi buruk dari situasi ini telah diamati di negara bagian wilayah utara.
It's been interesting with the Northern Territory, which is a good example of an economy which has a population that's really transient. Essentially, people go to enough Northern Territory because there's jobs there, and then when there are not jobs there, they tend to filter out, unless, of course, they've got a reason other than work to be there. So, because people haven't been able to move around as much, I think we've seen a little bit of evidence of that in the Northern Territory, with unemployment or underemployment rising quite a lot.
Meskipun sektor pertambangan dan sektor sumber daya alam yang sebagian besar belum tersentuh dampak dari krisis ini, ada banyak pendapat yang mengusulkan bahwa kenyataannya tidak demikian. Faktor lain yang meningkat adalah ketidaksepakatan Australia dengan China atas penyelidikan asal-usul wabah COVID-19. China telah mengumumkan langkah-langkah yang akan merugikan produsen gandum dan sapi di Australia. Dan James Whelan, manajer investasi untuk grup VFS, mengatakan bahwa kebijakan itu bahkan dapat menjangkau sektor pertambangan yang dapat menempatkan Australia pada posisi yang sulit.
This is China's way of just saying, hey, if you want to talk about muscle flexing, we've got some pretty big muscles to flex too. Just because we import 62% of iron ore from Australia doesn't mean it has to stay that way. Brazil is right there, and this is China's way of saying that we can just switch a rule and change a thing and tweak a thing and make it a little bit more difficult for Australia to do business with China.
Miss Murphy menyatakan bahwa penting untuk mempertimbangkan masalah apa yang dialami ekonomi Australia sebelum virus COVID-19 menyerang. Ia mengatakan, utang rumah tangga adalah masalah yang paling utama di antara berbagai masalah ekonomi, terutama di negara bagian New South Wales dan Victoria yang telah mendorong gelombang harga properti yang tinggi. Ia juga mengatakan, sementara tingkat masalah tersebut regional, nyatanya masalah tersebut ada di seluruh negeri.
Certainly the problems that we had going into this don't go away, and in fact, if anything, they get worse. And the, I guess probably one of the main ones there is household debt, actually, which is not really unique to any particular state or territory. you know, you might see a bit more, well, probably do see a bit more household debt in that the states, Victoria and New South Wales, which have had very, very strong price growth. But that is not, I suppose, so much a state-by-state story, I think. I think that's very much a national one.
Secara keseluruhan, Ms. Murphy mengungkapkan gambaran ekonomi dalam kondisi yang layak. Tetapi ia menambahkan, baik secara nasional maupun regional, Australia memiliki banyak masalah ekonomi yang harus diselesaikan setelah krisis coronavirus ini berakhir.
It would be too much to suggest that this is just showing how showing that we're a weak economy. I don't think that's right. I think, you know, we have definitely many more strengths than weaknesses, but you know, we're going to see sort of scarring of the economy, which is not going to go away in a while. And so we do have some serious economic issues to deal with going forward. You know, how do we get people back into jobs? How do we get small business that were just annihilated by this back into some sort of position of being able to employ again? You know, how do we manage, you know, the various sort of structural impacts, the fact that there are parts of the accommodation and sector that are just annihilated, the fact that universities can't have international students at the moment. You know, there are just this endless examples of where we have some big problems to solve.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.